Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
We're going to wrap up with some more local music, and it's very local because in this case we're featuring a Cape Town-born singer-songwriter named Leah Elise. Only 20 years old, she's been involved on the music scene since her early teens and has recently released her debut single, which we're going to play for you today. As I mentioned, not her first outing in the music business. She is a classically trained performer and she's been performing since the age of 14. It's lovely to have Leah Elise with us on the line to tell us more. Leah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Take us back to where it all started. I mean, were you born singing? Have you been involved in music from a very young age?
Yeah, I would say that it's pretty much been there from the beginning, or as far as I can remember. Started singing lessons at 6, so you know, as soon as I sort of figured out that, you know, music could be a career for me, it's sort of always been that, I think. Like, it's just never really been anything else, never really been an option, so.
Okay, and I believe you've had the opportunity to join the stage with the likes of Art Matthews and Zolani Mahola and Good Luck. I mean, tell us a little bit about how those opportunities came your way, because that's not your average 14-year-old CV, Leah.
Yeah, no, it was great. Like, just amazing opportunities. I think that, you know, the music industry is such a, like, relational industry, and it's who you know, and I definitely just had the opportunity to sort of happen that I was at the same event, basically.
Yeah.
And sort of it was a yearly event that me and Art would play at, and so yeah, it's just, you know, once you sort of meet one person in the industry you perform with, so many other opportunities come through that, so yeah, it's been amazing.
It's been a rough couple of years for anybody in the performing arts industries, Leah. What was lockdown like for you, and how did COVID-19 influence the progression of your career?
I mean, I think that I only really took the plunge, I would say, about a year ago to actually take music professionally.
Okay.
So it was sort of, about a year into COVID. So it was definitely tough. I did sort of make the move to London during the height of COVID, which was quite difficult.
Wow.
And went to a performance college and they obviously was not much performing. So it was a bit tough. And I think that sort of definitely changed, or COVID sort of altered that course. And I decided to come back home. So yeah, in a way it kind of worked out the way it's supposed to. And I definitely have felt that things have seemed easier, like being here and sort of, you know, the path seems to have sort of laid itself out. So yeah, it's sort of managed, but it was definitely hard. I think that the performance aspect of it was difficult for sure. But at the same time, I had time in my room to write songs. So it also worked that way.
And Leah, I mean, talk to us a little bit about the style of music that you make. As I mentioned at the start, I know, and you've mentioned having formal singing lessons. I know you've had classical training, which is always a great foundation for any genre. But how would you describe the music that you write and perform?
Yeah, so I think with this first song, I wanted it to be relatively contemporary and not too alternative. But I do like sort of alternative aspects to music. I sort of like to take a little bit of something from different genres and make it into my own sound, and for inspirations from different artists as well. So I would say it's quite a mixture of things. I would say the broad genres maybe are like contemporary popular music with a little bit of alternative aspects in there. But I think I definitely don't want to limit myself. I want to try many different things. I feel like that's the best way to figure out what works.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm very like open to trying many different genres. Maybe not like death metal, but you know, something along those lines.
From classical singing to death metal, that might be a bit of a big stretch, but I get you.
Yeah.
Leah, I know you've had a couple of sold out shows at Cafe Roux already in Noatuk. Have you got plans to be performing live in the coming months?
So at the moment, obviously still focusing on this press release, and you know, that Cafe Roux recent performance was for the song as well, to sort of have that first live performance. And now it's sort of, music, it goes so quickly and slow at the same time. So now it's sort of on to the next song. But performance wise, have some ones that sort of are in the works, trying to sort of confirm. So hopefully will be released on my social media when all of that is confirmed.
Okay. Now, we're going to play out the show with the new single, which is called Same Old Story. Do you want to tell us a bit about the song, Leah?
Sure. So, yeah, it's, in a nutshell, it's about a toxic relationship that I experienced about a couple years ago now. And, yeah, it's sort of also a summary, I guess, of all my past relationships I've had. I really wanted to close a chapter in my life, and this was the song for me to really put it all in one song and let it go and sort of move on. And I think having conversations with people who had gone through a similar thing, I was just quite inspired to just write something that could be relatable and help someone through a similar experience. So yeah, it's basically just about how difficult it is to be in that sort of relationship with someone and how hard it is to get out of it. And yeah, just also a song of forgiveness to myself for allowing certain things to happen and really just accepting it and moving on. So, yeah.
Looking forward to hearing it. Leah, thanks so much for sharing it with us on air this afternoon. Her name is Leah Elise, and you can find her on Instagram at LeahElise_. Otherwise, check out her website, which is LeahElise.com. And the name is spelled LiaElise.